亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
刚才的掰饼聚会再一次提醒我们，我们的恩典不是白白得来的。
Holy Communion once again reminds us that the grace that we have received it's not free.
而是通过神的独生爱子耶稣基督在十字架上献身所换来的。
It was paid by the Son of our God.Our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross.
我们唯有匍匐敬拜在神的面前，称颂我们的主。
We bow down before our Lord and to sing praises to our Lord.
就像保罗所说的，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣并他的钉十字架。
As Paul said, I don't know nothing else, but I do know this, that our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
所以耶稣是我们的一切，又是在一切之内。
And our Lord Jesus is all and everything is in him.
让我们真的敞开我们的心来到神的面前来领受神的话语。
May we open our hearts and come before our Lord and receive his words.
愿神祝福我们今天的聚会从头到末了都有神的同在。
May God bless our gathering here today from the beginning to the end, we shall have his presence.
愿神保守我们，我们这样的祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
May he bless us and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
好，我们开始。我们先别坐，我们先读一下神的话语，然后我们再坐下，好吗
？Let's remain standing. Let's read from a passage from the Lord's words.
我们今天的经文首先是罗马书十二章的第一节到第二节。
So our first passage will be from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 to
2. 好，我们中文、英文一起读。
So Chinese, English together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。好，下面的经文是创世纪的第十二章的一到二节。
Next, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、本家，往我这指示你去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。”好，下一段是二十二章的一到二节。
Next, Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 2.
这事是以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就叫亚伯拉罕，我在这里。神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。好，下一段是约翰福音的十一章。
Next, John chapter 11.
先读一到三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
有一个患病的人叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟。她姐姐两个打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”然后其实我要讲的这个是整个的十一章的所有的经文，但是我挑一段我主要的那下面是十四节十五节。
So I wanted to share the whole entire chapter of John 11, but I'll just pick verse 14 to 15.
然后耶稣就明明的告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去。然后是应该二十一，然后三十二、三十三和三十五节，我们一起读。
Verse 21, 32 to 33, and verse 35.
马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟并不死。” 耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹大人也哭，就心里悲哀，又甚忧愁。耶稣哭了。然后下面还有对，是37节，然后是41、42，然后53节，我就选了这几个。
Next verse 37, 41 to 42 and 53。
其中有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？你说举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听听，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。从那日起，他们就商议要杀耶稣。好，大家请坐。感谢神的话语。
Thank the Lord for His words。
所以弟兄姐妹们，非常高兴的又见到大家。
So I'm very happy, pleased to see everyone。
我今天要跟大家分享的一个题目是动荡世界当中的信心。
So today the name of the message I want to share is called Faith in a World of Uncertainty。
这是我今年常常思想的一个问题。
So this is a topic I often think about this year。
因为当今世界动荡的不安，大到战争、地震，小到个人的健康、工作、家庭等等，都是有不确定的因素在里面。
Because this year seems to be filled with lots of uncertainties. In a wider sense, we have war and earthquake, and in a more personal sense, it may affect health or our jobs or our family.
就是在如何在这样动荡不安的世界的当中，保持有一个信心呢
？So the question is, how can we keep our faith?In uncertain times like this.
那今天我想用圣经上的两个故事来跟大家分享。
So today I'd like to share with everyone two particular stories in the Bible.
就是跟大家已经念的旧约当中的亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事和新约当中的拉撒路的死和复活。
And those two examples are the verses we just read, which is in the Old Testament about Abraham offering Isaac as a sacrifice, and the second story about Lazarus.
那今年以来大家都知道因为我公司要求回到所谓的战略地点的办公上班，所以我每星期都要从奥斯汀和西雅图来回的跑。
So as you all know, this year due to the company's requirement of me needing to be physically present in strategic locations, I need to work back in the office. So every week I need to fly back between Austin and Seattle.
这是我每星期来回跑的所带的东西。
And so this is my essentials that I carry with me every week as I travel.
成为了一个背包客。
And so basically I'm traveling out of my backpack.
所以提醒我就是说什么叫寄居。
So it reminds me of what it means to be sojourning.
所以我们但是我今天要跟大家讲的就是第一个，我首先哈，我非常感恩我能站在这里跟大家分享。
Well, first of all, I want to let you know I'm very thankful, in fact, actually, that I'm able to stand here to share with everyone.
因为前几天大家弟兄姐妹都在为我祷告，就是说感冒赶快好，感冒赶快好。
And that's because just as recent as a few days ago, brother and sister are still praying for me for my cold for me to recover from my cold.
也为那些就是初中生的那个 track 的那些孩子们为我祷告，感谢主哈。
And I also want to thank the middle schoolers for thanking me, for praying for me.
所以今天我能站在这里，但那我想放缓，等等看一下哈。我今天跟大家分享的是在我路上来回跑的时候读的两本属灵的书籍当中的一些我自己的感受来跟大家分享。
So I'd like to share a little bit of my understanding in reading of these two books that I had a chance to read.During my commutes back and forth between the two cities.
一个是 Tim Keller 的一个叫《伪神》也可以说《假神》这本书。
The first book is from Tim Keller, named Counterfeit God.
另外一本书是就是 Philip Yancey 的《我从未认识的耶稣》。
The second book is Philip Yancey's The Jesus I Never Knew.
所以我今天的分享主要是基于我自己对这两本书当中的一些自己的。感受跟大家分享。
So basically, I'll be sharing some of my feelings and understandings after reading these two.
So 第一个就是献以撒， 啊，亚伯拉罕献以撒这个，就是从什么是偶像伪神这个角度来看的。
So the first story I want to share is about Abraham offering Isaac and.
那我们都知道亚
to be a false idol.
对，那我们都知道亚伯拉罕是被称为信心的之父。
So as we all know, Abraham was called the father of faith.
但是我们都知道，神拣选他，并不是他从一开始就是信心满满的一个伟人。
But as we all know, that God didn't pick him because he was so full of faith from the very start.
而是神拣选他了以后，不断的磨练他造成的结果。
But rather, his faith come from all the different training that God put him through throughout the years.
那神第一个呼召就是要他离开乌尔，要离开那些偶像之地。
So God's very first calling to Abraham was to call him to leave Ur.
那离开他的朋友、家庭、安全、成功等等。
And also, basically, it's the land of idols, and that means that he is to leave his friends, family, safety, all his success and his peace.
总之要离开富家，那就是这个离开，首先对付的是一个外面的偶像。
So basically, he is to leave his father's household. And so this dealt with the what's on the outside.
那就是一个
idols.
物质的外面的看得见的那些偶像。
Because God wanted to deal with his outward things, the physical idols.
那神对他的呼召了以后的应许是什么呢？他就是要应许他，他的后裔就是后裔会得应许之地。
And so, in exchange, God promised him that his descendants will receive the promised land.
但是很长的时间，亚伯拉罕和撒拉都没有孩子。
But for a long, long time, as he and Sarah didn't have any child of their own.
我想这个故事大家都非常非常的熟悉，所以我就简略的跟大家说，要一直到亚伯拉罕那100岁的时候，才生了以撒。
So I'm sure you're all very familiar with the story, so I'll skip ahead. So, it wasn't until he was 100 years old when he had his precious son, Isaac.
然后就是以撒渐渐的长大了以后，神给亚伯拉罕的第二个呼召就是非常惊奇的一个呼召，大家可能都非常的不理解为什么要这样做。
And as Isaac slowly grows, God gave Abraham a second.Calling, and
那就是我们刚才念的创世纪的22:1-2。
And so that's, I'm sure this is a very shocking one to, shocking calling to every one of us, and that's in Genesis chapter 22:1-2.
就是要他把以撒献到那个祭台上。
And that's God called Abraham to offer Isaac up as an offering.
那我们都知道，这神对亚伯拉罕是有应许的，因他的儿子啊，然后祝福全世界。
But as we all know that God gave Abraham a promise, and that is that his descendants will inherit the promised land.
所以我们肯多知道这是对亚伯拉罕的是最大的一个试炼。
So from what God's asking, we know that what Abraham must be going through, this must be one of his biggest.
我们都知道这个老来得子一定是非常宠爱的。
So as we all can imagine.Abraham had Isaac when he was 100 years old, so it must be very, very precious to him.
而且以撒是神所应许的中心。
And on top of that, Isaac is the very center of God's promise to Abraham.
那一定在亚伯拉罕的心中，以撒是他的中心，一定是他的中心。这是我盼望所在，是唯一，是我的儿子。
And so therefore,we can reason that in Abraham's heart, Isaac must be the center of everything as well.
那以撒的好坏成长，一定是成了亚伯拉罕所唯一所关切的一个事情。
And so,
因为他是他的希望所在。
And that must mean that Isaac's well-being, seeing him growing up, must be everything to Abraham.
那好多人就是不是从这个角度来看，但是就是说，如果你把一个孩子提升到一个位置，可能已经超过神的位置的时候。
So it might not be the case for every one of us, but so we can imagine sometimes when you put your own children on a pedestal so high that it may even actually exceed that of God.
那偶像般的爱就会不是使孩子得意，而是会 会扼杀孩子，和孩子之间的关系。
We may even call that idol-like love for a child. Actually, it's not good for them. In fact, it might kill them.
所以从这个角度来看，神要防止一个父亲对自己的孩子的爱达到一个地步，把孩子的位置超过了神。
So from this perspective, God wants to prevent a father's love for his child to a point so high that it's even above that of God. So God wants to prevent that.
所以那我们回过头来怎么看什么是偶像，什么是伪神呢？
And so when you put a child's
love above, 我们刚才读过的是就要他离开乌尔，因为乌尔是偶像充满的整个的一个城。
So when you put your child above God, that then it becomes like idol. So what is an idol? So as we read in the passages, the land of Ur is filled with is a land of idols.
那 Tim Keller 的定义是什么？它是任何的事情比神更重要，任何比神更吸引我们的心思意念，我们所寻求的。
So
唯有神能够满足的那个事情，但是。你把这个别的东西变成比神更重要了。
So Tim Keller's definition of idol is that anything that holds a place that's more important than God, anything that attracts our attention away from God, anything that would have been fulfilled by God, but instead we use this other thing to take its place.
那诗篇里面告诉我们的，只要是以别神代替耶和华的，结果是什么？
And Psalm tells us that if we use other things to take place of God, what's the consequence?
所以这个什么意思呢？就是人，我们都知道人都会悲伤啊。
As we all know,
悲伤是一个正常的事情。
So we all know that we feel sad is we all experience it. It's a.
我们都知道天凯弟兄离开了我们到天上去，我们都会有一些伤感、悲伤的事情。
And we know that our loved ones, when they depart, even though we know that they're in heaven now, but still we feel sadness in our hearts.
但是悲伤和绝望有不同的地方。
But there's a difference between sadness and hopelessness.
那假神带给我们的是什么呢？
And so, what does the
是一个绝望。
So the fake the false god false idol bring us.A sense of hopelessness.
绝望就是不能忍受的失去，就是它是我的唯一的希望。当我失去这唯一的希望的时候，我就没法活下去了。
And so it means that you cannot bear the pain of losing that only hope that you have.
那偶像假神往往所能够带给我们的就是这样的束缚，这样的缠绕，让我们就觉得这是我们的唯一的希望。
And that's often what idols and false gods bring us is to that the sense of hopelessness.
但是我们知道，所有的事物，世界上的事物都不能填补，唯有能神能够提供给我们的。
However, as we all know that things of this world cannot fulfill that void in our hearts, but only God can.
那我们常常以为我们心灵最深处的期望，往往都是好的东西。
And oftentimes we feel like.The deepest part of our desire in our hearts, in the deepest part of our hearts, is must be the best.
但其实这些往往都是造成我们灾难的原因。
But oftentimes those are the very reason that the very cause for our calamities that we experience.
这罗马书第一章里面就是告诫我们，就是神给人最重的惩罚是什么？就是让人任意妄为。
And so in Romans, first of all,
随心所欲。
Romans it warns us that the biggest punishment God could give to man is to God gave him over to a depraved mind and to do these things which are not proper.
就是任凭，但是我们知道每个人必须为某个事活，心里不能是空着的。
But however, as we all know that everyone we must live for something. Our hearts cannot be empty.
不是真神，就是那些伪神和其他的事物。
So if it's not our true God that's in our hearts taking that place, then some other false idol, false God will be taking the place.
所以这里神要亚伯拉罕放手。
And so here, God wants Abraham to
走进摩利亚山的路程就是一个放手的经历。
So his journey into Mount Moriah is the experience of letting go.
罗马书十二章一节，我们刚才读的，将身体献上，当作活祭。
So as we just read Romans chapter 12 verse 1, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
让我们不要效法这个世界，不追求这个世界上的东西。
May you not be like this world and seek things of this world.
而是要放下世界上一切的东西来追求神。
But rather be able to let go of everything in our hands and to look, seek after God.
把神放在中心。
And to have God as your center.
只有这样我们才能知道神对我们那善良成全可喜悦的旨意。
And only then we get to know God's good and perfect and pleasing will for us.
才能知道他的旨意是好的。
And then we'll know that his will is the best.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕进山的这个最终极的挑战就是他要能够知道神是神圣的。同时 所以他需要以撒要 献上为他们家属的罪献上献为罪献上。
And so Abraham's ultimate challenge in entering into the mountain was to know that God is holy. And so that his son must be sacrificed for the sins of his entire lineage, his entire family.
但是神又是恩典的神，他允许通过以撒来祝福整个的世界。
But yetGod is a God of grace, and he had promised Abraham that nations will be blessed because of Isaac.
所以他的挣扎就是圣洁和公义的神怎么样完成他在救恩当中的这个所有的应许。
So his struggle was to know that this holy and just God, how could he fulfill his promise to him, to Abraham?
所以亚伯拉罕应该不完全100%的知道这答案。
So I don't think I don't think Abraham at the time knew the answer completely.
但是他去了。
But yet he still went.
他愿意完全的献以撒在祭坛上。
So he was completely willing to offer Isaac upon the altar.
所以进山的路一定是不好走的路。
So it must have been a tough and long journey into the mountain.
但是他最终。是愿意把以撒献给神。
But ultimately, Abraham was willing to offer Isaac to God.
他把他的这个相信神对他的计划是最好的。
Because he believed that God had the best plan in mind.
所以我们就又看到罗马书8:28是说，神是万物互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And so that's why in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28, it says,God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
中文本的是没有说神让使万物，但是英文是说神使万物。
So in the Chinese version of translation, it didn't say God causes all things, but in the English version, it says God causes all things.
所以我们相信亚伯拉罕经历了以后，就更加有这样的信心了。他也不再因为以撒的捆绑缠绕着他。
So I believe that after Abraham experienced this, his faith is even stronger than before, and he's no longer struggling by Isaac.
所以没有捆绑的自由，才能让我们真正的看到神的旨意。
And without Isaac being bound to him, then he's able to finally clearly see.God's will.
那么神在这个试炼这个亚伯拉罕的这个经历当中要我们看到的是什么呢？
And so what does God want us to see in, through the experience of Abraham?
一个是功课，另外一个是路标。
The first one is a lesson and second is a sign.
一个是亚伯拉罕能清楚看到的。
One is something that Abraham was able to see clearly at the time.
另一个是他当时看不清的。
And the second one is something that he, at the time, at least, couldn't see clearly.
那功课就是大家都能知道，亚伯拉罕是神要把，神要让亚伯拉罕把神放到最重要的位置。
So lesson that's easy for us to see, and the lesson is that God wants Abraham to place God as the at the highest position.
就是神要亚伯拉罕放手。你是爱我更多吗？还是爱别的实际的东西？比如说以撒是你的独生的儿子，你是不是愿意放弃呢
？And so basically, God is asking, do you love me the most, or do you love other things such as Isaac more than me?
其实，在我们的生活的当中，我们 每天都可以问我们自己的这样的，是这个事情 比神重要呢，还是比神就神比这个事情重要呢？
So in our daily lives, we could also ask ourselves the very same question: Do I love this more, or do I love God more?
比如说是你的职位工作啊、当当我们平时都会说哦，神肯定是比我们的职位重要，但是当试炼来了以后，说真话，或者是来就是。说真的话的时候，会威胁到你的工作的这个升迁或者工作的这个需求的时候，你是还是说真话呢？还是哦，我可能就是不说了。
Oh, so for example, like, well, we may all say that, oh, God's more important than my career. But when the test comes, if it means like, if it's whether it's you choose between telling the truth or compromising your professional integrity.And so, which one would you choose?
如果我们选择的是不愿意伤害我们的职业的时候，那职业就变成了你的假神了。
So, if we chose to compromise our own integrity for the sake of our career advancement, then your career now has become an idol.
另外一个要学习的就是说，只有当亚伯拉罕真的放手放了以撒了以后，才有真正的有智慧来爱他。
And the other lesson he learned here was that only when Abraham learned to let go of Isaac, was able to actually love him more.
当你知道这是神的孩子，交给神了以后，你才能真的有智慧来爱他。
And only when you realize, when you have let go, you realize that this is the son, this child God, then you will have wisdom to.
否则的话，你的教养就会有偏差。
And otherwise.The way you raise your child will be veer off course.
或者是太严。
You either become too strict with him.
或者是太松。
Or you're too relaxed.
太严就是要求完美，这是我的希望所在，我唯一的，我一定要让他上哈佛。
Because like if you're too strict with them, it means that that child represents your whole entire hope. For example, you're like I want him to be the best. I want him to be perfect. I want him to go to Harvard.
或者是太松，就是因为失望，就随他去吧，随他去吧。
Or you may be too relaxed. It's maybe because you're disappointed in them, and so you just which lead to indulgence.
所以。唯有你不是把让孩子成为你的缠绕，成为你的那个假神来缠绕你的时候，你才能真正有智慧来教养孩子。
Only when you are not allowing your children child to become an idol, a sense and binding you, then you have the wisdom to know how to properly raise them.
那另外一个就是要我们学到的就是。那个亚伯拉罕在当时是看不清楚的，那就是一个记号，就是要珍惜父神献耶稣的这个记号。
And the second thing is that something that Abraham couldn't quite see clearly at the time, and that is to treasure the Father God's sacrifice of Jesus.
就是到最后，为什么以撒可以免去死呢
？So why is it ultimately in the end?Isaac was freed from being sacrificed.
那当时的是这个说的就是有个公羊代替了他。
At the time when this was happening, it was because there was a sheep in the mountain as well.
但是在其实是在很多很多年的以后，另一个投生的儿子。
But in reality, many many years later.Another firstborn,
在相同的这个山丛里面
，in that very same mountain,
是双手张开死在十字架上所带来的。
He died with his arms open, and he died upon the cross.
是在加利山上，神所爱的和孩子呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候
？”It was on Calvary, the Son of God, when he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那父神没有回应他。
And at that time, the Father God did not respond.
神让自己的孩子为了亚伯拉罕，为我们全所有的人付上了代价。
God allowed His own only begotten Son to be the price for Abraham and for all of us.
所以以撒献祭真正的替代不是山羊。
And so, Isaac's true sacrifice is not his replacement was not the sheep that they found.
而是神独生的儿子耶稣基督，他承担了所有的应有的罪。
But rather, it was God's only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on all of the punishment that we deserved.
所以保罗在写罗马书的当中，他是用同相同的语言来描述主耶稣基督的。
And so that's why Paul, when he was recording this, he used the same way to describe our Lord Jesus.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人死了。
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all.
就像亚伯拉罕不爱惜自己的儿子为他的后面的百姓都死了。
And in the same way, how Abraham was able to willingly sacrifice his own son for the rest of the people.
所以我们从这个故事的当中，我们都知道，我们同样有要问我们自己一个问题。
So from,
我们的偶像，我们的以撒在哪里呢？
So from these stories, must ask ourselves the same question.
我们的心里是不是都期望着我们的孩子得到完美的生活？
Well, where's our idol and who's our Isaac? Isn't it true that in our hearts that we hope that our kids, our children will have the perfect life?
为达到这样的期望，会不会花上一切的代价呢？
And in order to achieve that,Would we be willing to offer up everything?
所以我们也一样需要走那上山献给神的路。
So we too must walk the path into that journey into the mountain to make sacrifice to God.
放手献给神。
Let go and offer it up to God.
那我们能做到吗？
Can we do this?
嘴上我们都可以说啊，神是最伟大的啊，我们。一定会能做。
And with our lips, we may say, "Oh, God is the greatest." So of course, that's something we're willing to do.
但是我们只有唯一的把神当作真神，而且知道神那样的爱我们的时候，我们才会放手。
But only when we truly view God as the one true God, will we be able to let go.
真正体会到耶稣在十字架上死所带给我们的。
And only when we truly understand the meaning of our Lord Jesus dying upon the cross,
才能把我们的宝藏放在神那里。
Will we be willing to lay our treasure before God?
所以当神看到亚伯拉罕的献上的时候，我现在知道你爱我，没有舍下啊。但是同样的，也要我们看到。父神怎么样把耶稣献在十字架上这样的一个事实。
And so only when Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac, God said that he understood now that Abraham was willing to lay down his precious. But also at the same time, God wanted us to understand that he's also willing to lay down his most precious, his own beloved son for us as well.
我们是不是也有同样的能够像神那样的说，现在我们知道你神爱我们。
Can we say the same thing to God upon seeing this and say,God, we now know that you love us.
因为你为我们甘愿舍弃你所爱的独生爱子。
Because for us, you're willing to sacrifice your only begotten Son.
只有当我们知道神为我们所做的是那样的无比浩大的时候，才愿意把我们的心靠向神。
And only when we truly understand that God is willing to do this great sacrifice for us, then will we be closer to God with our hearts, in our hearts.
这个有些人都比较熟悉，因为是我们的一个星期前的晨更所学习的东西，
so、
一个故事。
So this is we're all pretty familiar with because we went through this.
就星期六的晨更。
During morning devotion a week ago.
是倪弟兄说的一个故事。
So this was a story from a brother Ni.
我想这个故事用到我这也非常的贴切。
So I think this story, when applied to my message here today, is very appropriate.
就有的时候。为神做工也会变成一个偶像的方式。
Because sometimes working, even serving God, that itself could become an idol.
当你把这个服事看成比神更重要的时候，那就是变成了你的神。
Because when you see that service itself is more important than God, that has now become the false god, the idol.
那这个弟兄，他编了一个字典。
So there was this brother who was putting together a Hebrew dictionary.
人人他人人都说好。
Everybody around him who saw this said he was doing a good job.
那最后他决定把它烧掉了。
But ultimately, he decided to burn his manuscript.
回头想一想，这是不是跟献以撒有点类似？
So if we think about it, isn't that kind of similar to Isaac being offered?
就是把你最心爱的、最不愿舍弃的东西，最后决定放弃。
And that is in the same way, you're basically giving up something that you hold near and dear to your heart, something that you love above more than anything else.
所以这个人。能放手把他最看重的东西放弃，这是我们所要学习的。
So this brother ultimately was able, after he recognized this, he was able to let go of something that he prized. He
我们不要让任何别的东西
learn after.
变成神比神更重要。
Do not let anything else become more important than God.
好，这个是就是我们要讲的这个以撒献以撒的这个故事。下面我们。我讲一下这个第二个就是拉撒路死和复活的故事。
So that was the story of sacrificing Isaac. Next, we'll go into the second story, which is the story of Lazarus.
那这个故事大家都非常熟悉，我就不具体的说。
So we're all familiar with this, so I won't go into details.
那我要跟大家说的是，有几个点。
So there are a few points I want to share with everyone.
第一个点就是说，马大和玛利亚对见到耶稣以后的反应。
So the first point I want to share is the reaction from Martha and Mary after they saw the Lord.
那刚才我们都读了，他们回答的是一模一样的回跟耶稣说的话：“
so,
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
So as we read, both of them after they saw the Lord, they said the very same thing.Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
那这里面有两个主要的观点。第一个是如果。
So there are two points here. The first one is if.
就是 what if.
It's what if.
第二个就是必不死。
And the second is must not have died.
那就是说我在这个上面，我列了一个有关祷告的应允。
So here I'm listed here the answers to prayer.
祷告有的时候神会听我们的祷告，有的时候不听我们的祷告。
So when we pray, sometimes God listens and sometimes He doesn't listen.
那其实在这个故事里面，其实马大和玛利亚是走到让人派人到耶稣那里，就请求耶稣来医治他的这个弟弟。
So in this story, Martha and Mary sent people to Jesus and asked him to come to save their younger brother.
从这个角度上说，耶稣没有回应他们的祷告。
So from this aspect, it would be similar to Jesus not listening to their prayers.
耶稣是让这个拉撒路死去了。
Jesus allowed Lazarus to die.
那第二个就是这个上面他们说的，如果你在这里，他就必不死。
And secondly, as they were saying here, that if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
那就是这个就是带着一种有点埋怨的这个口气在说，你为什么不早来呢
？So they're kind of blaming the Lord. It's like why wouldn't you come earlier, sooner?
那我让我想到的是，我们在生活的当中都会碰到这些那样的问题，也会在神面前祷告，也经历到很多的事情。我们经常会有 "what if"， 就是如果。
So that kind of reminds me of my own life experiences. How oftentimes we experience things and we will pray to God, hoping Him to help us. And so there's lots of these "what if" questions flowing around.
我清楚地记得当我妈就是在2006年被确诊是 那个肠癌晚期的这个是就在圣诞节的前几天。
So I personally, this kind of reminds me of how, in the about before around time of Christmas in 2006, when my mom was diagnosed with cancer.
因为那时候我想的最多的是就是这个如果。
And at the time, the one thing that occupied my mind the most is what if.
因为大家都知道，肠癌如果是早期确诊，都可以治愈。
Because as we all know that colon cancer, if it's discovered early enough, it could be healed, it could be cured.
就是如果大半年前父母特别回国检查身体去查了肠镜的话。
And so it's to me to think that, oh, what if half a year ago when she went back to have the colonoscopy to do, what if she had a colonoscopy to exam as part of her exam?
如果我仔细地问了她查了哪些，知道她没有查肠镜的话，就再跟她说要去查肠镜会怎么样？
What if I asked her in detail what kind of tests?Which tests will you be doing? Will you be taking at the hospital and making sure that she does a colonoscopy?
神为什么在那个时候没有提醒我们，在这个在我们的祷告当中提醒我们？
How come God didn't remind us in our prayers?
我想大家都会有这样的疑问。
I think we all have those moments.
那第二个就是刚才就说的。必不死，那就是对主的有一些指责或者是抱怨。
And secondly, is the word that would not have died.
意思就是说，为什么主没有听我们的祷告
？So there is some sense of accusation and complaint there. Basically, you're saying, "Hey, how come God? How come you didn't listen to my prayer?"
但我们都知道，马大和玛利亚并不是信心不足的人。
But as we all know that Martha and Mary were not people of little faith.
事实上，他们是非常有信心的人。
In fact, they
都相信主耶稣基督就是救主。
In fact, they have a lot of faith because they believe that the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
但正是因为他们是大有信心的人，我们大家都会觉得，为什么主没有成全他们的祈求呢？
And because they are people of great faith, we often think.Why didn't God listen to? Why didn't Jesus listen to their request?
刚才我们读的那段经文就是众人就是这样来说的。他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
Because as the passage we just read, that's what other people were thinking about. Because they were saying that, hey, this person he's able to cause who opened the eyes of the blind man. How could he couldn't have kept this man also from dying?
意思就是说，马大、玛利亚，你们非常信爱主，但是你们祷告祈求，为什么主没有回应呢？
Basically, they're saying that Martha, Mary, you have so much faith, you love Jesus so much, but yet why is it when you prayed, he didn't listen?
那马大和玛利亚因为悲伤而哭泣，那众人也为他全家失去亲人而哭泣。最后我们刚才读到了，耶稣也哭了。
And so Martha and Mary, because they lost their loved ones, so they wept. And the people around them, seeing that, they also wept. And then ultimately, Jesus wept.
那我们想，耶稣为什么会哭呢？
But why would Jesus cry?
如果我们知道耶稣当开始的时候就知道拉撒路会死，然后拉撒路他会让他复活。如果是这样的话。他不会为拉撒路的死而哭泣吧
？Because if we think about this, Jesus knew that Lazarus was going to die, and he also knew that he himself is going to raise him up. So why would Jesus cry?
所以死亡应该是对耶稣来说，在那个时候他并不是一个大的问题。
So it means that to Jesus at the time, death is not a huge deal. It's not.
因为在圣经当中，这个福音书当中也记载，耶稣曾经让其他的两个人也是死里复活了。
Because in the Gospels, in the Gospel books, it was also recorded he raised two other people from the dead.
那为什么耶稣在这个地方哭呢
？So why is it that Jesus cried here, wept here?
那我们就可能就要从这个耶稣这个在。公开的祷告的是那个里面找一些线索，就是说，他说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听从我，我也正知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围的众人，叫你们信 他是差了我来。
And so we must look at this from Jesus' prayer during this, in which he said that, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, that I knew you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it, so that they may believe that you sent me.
他应该是在这个时候感受得到了他正处在两个世界的中间。
So he must have felt at the time he is standing right between two worlds.
那就是他是神子，同时他又是人子。
That he is the son of God, but also his son, he is the son of man.
他能做一些，但是他同样也不能做一些。
Something he could do, also he could choose not to do.
比如说，他不能选择不去死。
So for example, he can't choose.Not to be crucified.
所以这个地方他当他看到拉撒路的死，就是这个整个故事，就是让他能够这知道这个他要以后面要所经受的死的这样的经历。
And so when he saw Lazarus dying, he thought about his own experience that he will later what he'll also he himself will later experience.
所以我们如果把拉撒路的故事从整体来看的话，当然他拉撒路的死后面是又复活。如果整体来看，是耶稣将要领导的死亡和复活的一个预言。
So if we look at the story of Lazarus as a whole, we could view it as a preview, a foreshadowing of Jesus his own death and resurrection.
这个不仅仅如此，这个故事也实际上也是给出了整个世界光景的一个浓缩。
But not only that, but this story also it's more condensed version, give us a more condensed version, a picture of the world at the time.
我们今天就是活在这个中间状态的阶段。
Because in the same way, we ourselves is living in this intermediate place.
一个混乱困惑的一个时代。
In a chaotic, kind of confusing time.
是拉撒路死亡和复活中间的那个地带。
It is time, basically between Lazarus' death and his resurrection.
尽管从永恒来衡量来说，这个中间状态是非常短暂的。
So even though from an eternity's perspective, this middle ground is very short.
和将来的荣耀来说是相比是完全不重要的东西。
And compared to the glory that we will see in the future.This is nothing.
但这个阶段是我们现实在地上所知道的全部。
But yet, this is everything to us at this moment when we're on, still here.
这就足够带给我们的眼泪，足够带给我们这样的痛苦的经历。
And this was enough to bring us to tears, and enough to bring Lord Jesus to tears.
所以使一个拉撒路复活不能解决整个世界的问题。我们再看一下这个。就是神迹。
So, but ultimately, allowing raising Lazarus from death is not enough to solve the entire world's problem.
因为我们知道，耶稣在地上行的神迹其实不是很多。
Because as we know, Jesus didn't perform that many miracles while on earth.
我们可以知道，这个比如说施洗约翰他都没救。
So, because for example.He didn't save John the Baptist.
那就是耶稣行神迹的目的，地上行神迹的目的到底是什么呢？
So we might ask, what is the purpose of Jesus performing miracles on earth?
那我们就知道，既然是他神迹不是耶稣来到地上的主要目的。
So from this, we could at least conclude that.Performing miracles was not the purpose of Jesus coming into this world.
神迹的目的不是要解决世界现在世界上所有的问题。
A miracle is not to resolve every single problem we have in this world.
而是要指向那将来的世界。
But rather is to point to the world that is to come.
每一个神迹医治都指向起初的伊甸园。
Every miraculous healing points to.The Garden of Eden in the very beginning.
也指向未来的新天新地。
And also pointing to the new heaven and earth in the future.
因为那里的人身体是没有疾病，没有瞎眼，没有瘸腿。
Because people there, they have no sickness, no blindness, no lameness.
所以这些神迹就像从痛苦死亡的枷锁当中放出来一样，给我们一批神起初创造世界是怎样的。
So these miracles is like it's like freeing us from all this bondage of sickness and death, and giving us this a glimpse of what the world God had created.
也给我们注入了希望，就是说神将来要再给我们的完美的世界是这样。
And also give us this hope of what this perfect world awaits us.
就是神迹就是给我们一点点的启示，神会怎样改变这不完美的世界。
So the miracle is give us this reminder, insight into how God will change.This imperfect world.
我们常常就是想，神迹就是违反自然规律的一个暂停。
So we often think that miracles are just suspension of the natural order of things.
但是我们记得，这作为一个标记，神迹正好是指向相反。
But we must remember, as a sign, miracles actually points to the opposite.
死亡、腐烂等等，这才是神迹的这个自然规律的一个暂停。
Death and decay is actually the suspension of the natural order.
神迹只是把原来一个完美的世界变成不完美以后，怎么样变回去的一个预言。
So the miracles are just restoring the chaos that come to be after everything's turned chaotic upside down.
那我们现在就是要问，就是我们既然在我们这个中间状态的这个时段。我们应该怎么做呢？
So the question becomes, since we are in this middle ground here, what should we do now?
我们有死亡，有挣扎，有困苦。
We have death, we have struggles.
我们应该怎么做才能就是让我们有信心呢？
What should we do so that we could have faith?
我刚才已经提到了马天凯弟兄就是已经上那个主那里去了，就是这我们在这个地方就会经历到一些痛苦或者是不舍等等，就是这我们在地上经常会遇到死亡，有疾病，有等等等等这些方面的这个痛苦的经历。
And so as I just mentioned earlier, our brother Ma went to be with the Lord, and so we will have this feeling of sadness, and that's unavoidable as long as we live in this world to have that feeling.
那就是要让我们看到的，信心就是能看到看不到的将来。
So faith is to the ability to see that future that's unseeable.
那用拉撒路的故事来说，就是我们相信神的能力和作为。也相信他能使拉撒路复活。
So using the story of Lazarus, it means that we believe in God's abilities and His actions, and believe that He can raise Lazarus from the dead.
也相信最终我们的身体也会复活。
And also believe that ultimately our own bodies will be resurrected as well.
我想用罗马书当中的几节经文跟大家来勉，就是。八章二十三节，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的主。
And so I'd like to encourage everyone from Romans chapter 8 verse 23. It says, and not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons.And the redemption of our body.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？若我们盼望了所不见的，就必忍耐等待。
So in verse 24 continues, For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees?
那下面两节我们已经读过了，就是。神不爱惜自己儿子，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So, the next verse is, says, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
那就是刚才我们也说了，就是万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And just as we read before, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
所以信心和神迹不能保证我们身体的平安。
So faith and miracle can't promise, can guarantee our physical body is in good condition.
就像拉撒路的故事一样，马大、玛利亚的信心和祷告并不能保证拉撒路不死。
So and just like the story of Lazarus, the faith of Martha and Mary couldn't guarantee Lazarus not die.
但我们当我们看到这个故事的全部的时候，知道拉撒路的死不是坏事。
But as we see the story as a whole, we come to understand that the death of Lazarus
成就他旨意的一部分。
It's a part of God fulfilling His own will.
同样，耶稣也没有保障我们所有的门徒身体安全，没有任何的问题。
And in the same way, Jesus never promised a guarantee all of His disciples that will have a perfect health and everything will go well.
刚才我已经提到了这个施洗约翰。那十一个门徒后来也都是殉道的。
And just as we mentioned before, John the Baptist and also the 11 the disciples, they all were eventually martyred.
信心并不是一个保险，保险我们身体没有任何的问题。
So faith is not like a guarantee, not like an insurance, guaranteeing that our bodies wouldn't have issues.
但是我们仔细想一想，信心其实就是个保险。
But if we really think about it, in another sense, faith is like insurance.
因为保险不能保证你不出车祸。
Because just having insurance doesn't guarantee that you won't get into a car.
保险只不过是你出了车祸，应该让你一个保障，就是还可以就是应对这样的车祸。
But rather is that when accidents do happen, that you're helped to get over it.
所以我们的信心和耶稣的保障其实跟保险有点相同的事。
So that's why our faith in Lord Jesus does have similarities to getting like auto insurance.
它不保证我们没有痛苦、没有死亡的这些的经历，但是它保证我们经历的当中有一个保障，我们能面对这样的经历。
And so, I mean, our faith doesn't guarantee us won't go through different experiences, going through sadness in life or challenges and things like that. However, that faith does guarantee us to be able to have something to help us get through those times.
所以，怎样在一个动荡的世界当中有信心呢？
So how do we, going back to the title again, how do we have faith in a world of uncertainty?
那我给了三点，但是大家可能有不同的这个经历和想法，但没有关系。但是唯一不能看的就是你不是看这动荡的世界，它这个看到世界。
So I have three points I want to share. Maybe you have different points, but these are my three points. But what, it's safe to say that the only thing that we shouldn't be doing is to look at this world, this world of uncertainty.
所以第一个就是我们要看到的，就是刚才我祷告的，就是基督是一切，又在一切之内。
So the first point is, and that's the point of my what I was praying, is that to see, we must see that Jesus Christ is He is all.
第二个就是我们要把这个我们的身体献上。当作活祭。
And He's in all. And the second point is that we must offer our body as a living sacrifice.
当我们抛下世界上的缠绕的时候。
And if we could lay down all the things that's distracting us.
当我们轻看这个世界上的东西的时候。
And when we despise things of this world.
读经祷告的时候，与神亲近的时候。
And when we read the Bible and we pray and we become closer, we have fellowship with God.
我们才能知道这个神给我们的旨意。
Then we will know what is God's will for us.
那这个我们刚才的那个有一个刚过去的这个陈根，我们也有学到了，就是 主的话是就是神的话就是路上的灯，脚前的灯，路上的光。那尼弟兄的解释让我眼睛一亮。
And so as the morning devotion, we just talk about how the word of God is the lamp before our feet. And so the words of a brother Ni caused me to have a different perspective on this.
他说如果世界光有光的话，我就不用灯，不用那个光。
He said that if this world is filled with light, I don't need the lamp.
唯有的世界是黑暗的时候。
Only when the world is in darkness.
你需要灯，又需要光。
Then you need the lamp.
也就是你需要神的话。
And that's why we need the light of God.
所以让我们都用神的话来鼓励我们，在这个黑暗的世界的当中，能够看到灯，看到光。
So may we use the word of God to encourage ourselves to be able to see.The light and see the lamp.
第三个就是我们现在地上所处的环境是死与复活之间的中间状态，是有经历痛苦的时候。
And so the third point is that we need to know that where we are currently standing, we are in this intermediate place between life and resurrection. Death and resurrection.
当我们真正看到主的应许是真实的时候
，And when we could see that.God's promise is real.
我们就能坦然地面对今天的环境。
Then we could face whatever environment, whatever challenge we see around us.
我最后再用那个罗马书的八章十八节跟大家来勉励，就是我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
And lastly, I'd like to use Romans 8, verse 18 to encourage everyone.For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督，感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
感谢你的话语。
We want to thank you for your words.
我们知道我们的口舌不能完全的解释你深奥的那个智慧。
We know that with our mouths we cannot truly completely explain the deep meanings of your words.
因为言语是不能表达你对我们的爱的。
Because words are insufficient to represent your love for us.
唯有当我们亲身经历到你的爱的时候。
And only when we could truly experience your love personally.
我们才能知道你的爱是有多深。
Then we can understand how deep is your love.
愿我们的心都是向神敞开。
May we open our hearts to God.
愿神真是我们把神当神。
And may we view our God as our God.
愿我们每天所做的、所想的，以神为标准。
And may everything that we do and everything that we think upon have God as the center.
愿我们越来越有神的性情。
May we be to have God's personality more and more.
愿我们看到神的应许。
May we be able to see God's promise.
当我们看到今天的那些混乱的世代的时候，我们还能看到神永远在那边做王。
And when we see this chaotic time that we live in, we're also able to see that God forever sits upon His throne.
愿神保守我们每一个人在这里。
May God bless every single one of us here.
我们这样的祈求祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.